It is Friday, August 9th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We are pleased to have Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, with us.
Let's talk about a 91-year-old painter, an organization that's been around since 1991, and an art show that's open right now at the Art Center of the Ozarks that has artists from seven states in the 19th edition of the art show.
Is this all connected?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we're talking about the Artists of Northwest Arkansas, which started as the Fayetteville Art Association in 91. Beth Vacanti moved here from California and couldn't find any other artists to play with. So when she found them, she stuck them all together and made an organization out of them. And it's grown out of Fayetteville to the region. But I had an interesting conversation with several of them in talks about the art show that's open at ACO, that with Crystal Bridges open in Bentonville, everybody's paying attention to visual arts of an international caliber. But a lot of the visual artists working locally still haven't become that much more visible. And so what ANA is hoping right now is that not only will people go to the art show and see the caliber of work that's being done in Northwest Arkansas, but that artists working in Northwest Arkansas who feel like they're alone will go to the art show and find the ANA.
I see.
Because artists seek a community, you know, after the university.
Sure.
And the ANA is ready to provide that. They have, I think they had 200, I didn't write it down. Oh, they had 100. That's right. They had 100 artists enter 282 pieces for the show.
Wow.
It's from a 10-state region. They had seven states enter besides Arkansas. And the juror chose 90 pieces by 63 artists. And you can go tomorrow to a reception from 1 to 3 o'clock at ACO and find out who won.
That's unusual for them to have those on the weekend, no?
It is. They always do ANA on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So more people can come.
Fair enough.
You can actually cheat and see who won in today's What's Up.
Oh.
But you should go tomorrow and see the artwork because it's beautiful.
Many of the artists will be there, I assume?
Many of the artists will be there. Of course, this weekend is also the Taneytown Grape Festival.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tomorrow is Run for the Grapes and church tours and arts and crafts and spaghetti and carnival rides and live music by the headliner Colin Ray. Tomorrow evening.
90 gallons of spaghetti sauce a day they make.
Wow.
Yeah.
We apparently have a number theme going tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gravit Days is tomorrow with a Dutch oven cook-off, a poker run, a parade at 10 o'clock, a car show, and the Miss Gravit pageant at 7.
All right.
There's a play day at the library tomorrow in Fayetteville with party time ponies and snow cones.
Excellent.
At 10:30. And this is the season opener for Arts Live Theater, Ascension Day.
Do you know what that's about? Because I know the kids have been working on it for a while, but I'm not quite sure the premise.
I do. It's a coming-of-age story that's set at a summer camp. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a Lutheran summer camp.
Okay.
I might be making that up. And, of course, the kids have lived through World War II.
Okay.
So it's a coming-of-age in the post-war time.
Okay. Sounds good.
One of those more serious plays that they
right.
take on for the older kids.
And when does it open?
It opens tonight. Actually, it opened last night. 7 o'clock tonight, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday at the theater at 818 North Sang Avenue in Fayetteville. And tickets are $6 and $8.
Just this weekend.
Just this weekend. Copycats at the King Opera House at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, paying tribute to the likes of Conway Twitty, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis. If you've never been to a show at the King Opera House, what fun.
Downtown Van Buren.
The King and I wraps up this weekend at Rogers Little Theater with shows tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon.
Shouldn't they do The King and I sometime in the King's Opera House?
I think that'd be awesome.
All right.
And if you really need something to do tomorrow night about midnight.
Oh, go to Hobbs?
Go to Hobbs State Park near Rogers. They are hosting a meteor shower watch. It's supposed to be something like 60 meteors an hour in a perfect world.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So that could be fun. It's $5 a carload. And when else would you get to go to Hobbs at midnight?
Now, you could go to Hobbs even earlier because they're going to have a moon watching party before that. That's
right.
Absolutely free. And telescopes and show you craters and, you know, as close as they can where Neil Armstrong stepped and things like that.
You think that really happened?
Oh, good grief. All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Thank you.
That's jazz pianist and composer Amina Figueroa performing an original composition, Another Side of the Ocean. Hello, I'm Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday evening beginning at 10 p.m. On this Friday edition of Shades of Jazz, I will feature an exclusive interview with Amina Figueroa. She'll be performing at the final concert of the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series presented by the North Arkansas Jazz Society and Walton Arts Center. That concert takes place on Friday, August 16th at the Walton Arts Center, and I'll speak with Amina about her early days in Azerbaijan and moving to Holland and ultimately ending up in New York City, where her group has garnered acclaim from jazz critics and fans alike, performing at the Newport Jazz Festival, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, and all around the world. On the second hour of the show, we'll hear music from Bobby Hutcherson, Russell Malone, Lee Konitz, and the Dave Holland Quintet. Tune in at 10 p.m. for Shades of Jazz.